smoking marijuana in the corner of a bar, just minding my own business, just taking time to chill. I was thinking to myself, should I get another beer? When someone caught my attention and made me check and stare. She wasn't all that pretty, but the challenge in her eyes said she had something for me if I'd care to claim the prize. A smile confirmed the message as she flicked her auburn hair. So I picked up my drink and I moved in for the kill. It took no time to get to know her as we drained the glass of three, and the conversation turned to her place on mine naturally. I was easily persuaded and I let her lead the way. She'd awakened dark desires I was in the mood to play. But when she asked me to surrender my will to her lust, it ignited against my inclination to mistrust. There was a hint of danger in the way she looked at me. She said, I like my pleasure seasoned with a lot of pain. She said, perhaps I was presumptuous or mistaken to assume you are the kind of man who could satisfy my needs. I'm not looking for commitment, just a simple one-night stand. So you do not have to love me for an hour, please pretend. And the memory of our lovemaking will linger all your life. Later I recalled her words as I felt that slender knife slide beneath my ribs and seek my heart as darkness filled the room. And from somewhere outside of myself I saw my life consumed. Well, I don't know how long it's been now. I dwell beyond the realm of time. While I live in a memory, in this place I must remain. Every time she brings another lover through her door, my blood screams out a warning from the walls and to the floor. And it seems they cannot hear or don't want to heed my call. Who am I to deny the taste of ecstasy before the fall? That night she took me to a place of rapture and sublime. If I'd ever live forever, I could never reach that high again.